Oh boy, how are you folks? Welcome back once again. It is the Josh Potter Show. If you don't know, I'm Josh Potter. Someone got mad at me for introducing myself. They're like, we know. Some might not know. You never know. All right? So get off my... Guess what? The roach is going to be all over the goddamn United States in the next few months, starting up with Alabama. Going to be down in Huntsville, Alabama, April 26th and 27th. It's coming up. Make sure you get your tickets, thejoshpotter.com. That's thejoshpotter.com. Beyond that, May 3rd, two shows in Seattle. May 17th and 18th, Chicago, Illinois, at the old comedy bar there. May 30th, Washington, D.C. May 31st, at the Emmaus Theater in Allentown, Pennsylvania with the great Tim Butterly. We got June dates. We got July. We got August. We got September. And we're going all over the place. So get to thejoshpotter.com. If you want to send in anything to the show, whether it be an email, whether it be an article, whether it be a music bed like our boy Griff Parker has right here, joshpottershow@gmail.com, joshpottershow@gmail.com. Rate, review, subscribe, whatever the hell you're listening on. Give the roach some love. Today, we have a very special guest. You know her from her podcast, This Bitch, Shank. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the great Sarah Wineshank, winner of the Chase O'Donnell Award in 2023. Welcome to the program.
I'm so happy to be back. It's one of my favorite shows to do.
Plug anything and anything, or everything and anything.
Whatever. When does this come out?
It comes out on Wednesday.
Okay, guys. Tomorrow, April 18th, This and Friends in the main room of the Comedy Store. It's Whitney Cummings, Jetski Johnson, Beth Stelling. We just added Nikki Glaser, Kim Congdon, and I. And then May 10th, Netflix is a Joke, This Live in the original room of the Comedy Store. Come out to that. It's at 7 p.m. May 10th. And then May 16th, This and Friends again in the main room of the Comedy Store. So far it's me, Kim, Ryan Sickler, and we're adding more people to that as well. And then save the date for June 20th, This and Friends. And
they got a lot of the friends coming
up here at the
old Comedy Store.
Once a month?
Good golly.
Yes.
All right.
At Princess Shank for details on that.
Ooh.
Yep.
Of course, you can follow my Instagram at Josh_Potter. Putting clips up there all the damn... Not really. I'm not really putting them up all the damn time. What the hell do I look like? Matt Rife? Come see the act live. It's so much better than the clips. Anyhow, folks, other than that, we got lots to get to today. I'm going to go see that Civil War movie with Jesse Plemons later. It's one of those movies... I don't know. I mean, like, I did a little reading about it, and the way they divided the United States in this fictional Civil War is wild, and I think they did that on purpose because they didn't want to make it, like, too real, you know? Like, we don't need certain people who want the Civil War to happen to go into this movie, like, being like, this better turn out the way I want it to, you know?
All horned up.
Yeah.
All horny for war.
The liberals better not win the movie.
Yeah.
Or the other way around, it could happen too. And you know, and what is it called? Not an incel. What's the other one?
Insurgency.
No. What's the ones that live in Portland?
Hipsters.
Antifa.
Antifas. We could get an Antifa in there, and then could get all cockamamie as well. You know, I'm not discounting that.
So how did they divide up the U.S.?
Well, I haven't seen the movie, but I did notice the map, and it's like all the Northwest states are a thing, and then California and Texas are an alliance, which I find extra fictional. But then I thought about it. Maybe I'm thinking about it too much. I'm getting high and thinking about these things. There are a lot of outside of LA and San Francisco, obviously California, very red the rest of the way. So maybe it's like we're more like Texas than
we think.
Yeah,
because most of Austin's pretty liberal,
right? I think Austin gets eaten alive, and so does yeah. And all the red ones get together. And again, I don't know if it's red or blue. I haven't seen the movie. I mean, more like there's a lot of farmers in California, and there's a lot in Texas. So maybe that's a thing, you know, farms, stuff like that. So I'm excited to see it. I'll let you know how it goes.
What's
out there,
it called?
Folks. Civil War.
Oh, what a unique name for something about the Civil War.
Well, it's about a future civil war, potentially. or if, you know, a potential down the road. You never know. I can't wait to see it. Nick Offerman, I guess, is like the president, which makes me feel like it's a comedy. Nick Offerman doesn't scream serious actor to me when he's up there and he's like, "Ladies and gentlemen of America." I'm like, this guy, Ron Swanson, dude. You know what I mean? I go, yeah. Ron Swanson. I can't be like, oh, I'm frightened of the president.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I'm excited to see what you think about it because I know that you like war stuff.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, there is a lot of action from the previews and stuff like that. What do you mean I like war stuff? I don't know what that's...
I don't know. You just seem to know more about wars than the average.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Like what?
Like, well, when the Ukraine-Russia war started happening, you started watching that very intensely.
When it started popping off, I was in San Diego and I was in a hotel room. Staying with a lady who I didn't really care for, and the Ukraine war began, and I turned it on, and I swear to God, I didn't sleep at all. I watched just the footage of it happening because I was just fascinated. I can't believe like a hot war was starting in the year 2020, whatever it was, 3 or 2. Yeah. I don't even remember which
I think
year.
It was 23.
So it was fascinating. Now we got another one happening, and I don't even want to mention these things. We're still in the nice boy clock, and I don't even know if you're allowed to say the word Gaza. But Iran has launched missiles, and Israel is blowing them up as they come inside the old dome or whatever the hell it is. And I didn't really watch much of that because I just kind of go, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like I saw a funny meme that was like showing Iran launching the missiles, like a bunch of them were launching up. It's like a picture of that. And then it shows Israel like shooting up missiles to like blow up the missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And it said like for the Israel thing, it goes, "Our tax dollars at work." And then it said over here, it goes, "Somehow also our tax dollars at work."
That's funny.
Pretty appropriate on tax day here.
Dude, tax days.
Let's not talk about it. I don't want to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay.
That's like one thing. I'll talk about Gaza up and down. I'll talk about terror. I'll talk about all the ills
I'm
of the world.
I'm sorry to trigger you.
That's one thing that doesn't make the Roach excited to talk about because he is drained.
Okay. The taxes
drained me.
I don't want you to scuttle away.
I'm going to be eating tuna fish for the next and whoever knows how long.
Who isn't?
I mean, golly.
Who isn't?
Hope you like your plane, Ukraine.
Hope you like your plane.
Enjoy the plane that I contributed to. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I bought it with my tax dollars. I probably bought a screw for it or something, though, you know?
Probably.
But lots is happening in the sports world. I figure we'll just pop off with sports. What do you say?
I want to pop beep, off with sports.
Beep, 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 beep. One breaking story that I don't even have on our sheet here today that happened just today or just yesterday, I guess. Juju Smith-Schuster, you know who he is? He was big on TikTok for a moment. I thought maybe.
Juju Smith? No.
Juju Smith-Schuster. It's a hyphenated name.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yes, exactly. He's a wide receiver that came into the league and he ingratiated himself to everybody. He was in everyone's hearts because there was such a humbling, he's just like a story when he was on the Pittsburgh Steelers where he had his bike stolen and he went out and found it.
I mean,
and was like looking for it around town instead of just buying a new bike. Like this guy rode his bike to practice every day.
So he went out and he found it.
He went out to like try and find his bike. He was like tweeting about it. Anyone see my bike? Like it was very adorable. Everyone's like, "Oh, Juju Smith-Schuster, he's cute.
He's just like us. Yeah. He's lost his bicycle."
And then he was doing TikToks. He was on TikTok making dances and everyone's like, "Aw,
cutie.
What a cutie pie. What a cutie patootie."
Yeah.
Then, you know, the TikTok, the Steelers started losing and Juju Smith-Schuster started like playing badly. And everyone's like, "Stop TikTok dancing.
And start training."
Yes, exactly. Okay. That was the sentiment from Steelers fans. And people were annoyed with him around the league. Eventually, the Steelers had enough of him. They got rid of him. He went to the Chiefs. And now he's a free agent. He goes to the New England Patriots, my much hated New England Patriots. And now he's there. And now he's really gone off the rails, you see.
Why? Because, what's happening with Juju?
Because he was, I don't know if he was doing a live stream. I don't know if he was doing just an Instagram story. He exposed himself on the internet.
Juju showed his dick.
He showed his Smith-Schuster. Mm. Is that it right there? Is that his pee-pee?
I think that's the Snapchat image.
I can't even tell what I'm looking at.
I can't either.
Is that his leg or is that his leg?
They pixelated it.
Oh, they pixelated it.
Yeah.
So what happened, you see, now I have experience with this type of thing. DeAndre Hopkins, another wide receiver in the NFL, he did this many years ago.
Okay.
He accidentally had his penis picture leaked out there to the world, like a girl might have exposed him or something like that. And what I did for DeAndre Hopkins was I stepped in on Twitter and I said, guys, that is not DeAndre Hopkins' penis. That is my penis.
Yeah,
I wanted to get in front of it. I'm trying to fall on the sword for my guy.
Yeah.
So how does DeAndre Hopkins repay me for this favor? And I talked about this many moons ago on a episode of this program back when it was in your mom's house studios still. I think you can go find that on their channel. One of the first 30 episodes, I talked about this saga. He blocks your boy.
He blocks you for doing him a favor?
He blocked me for claiming that was my penis.
No.
He was denying that it was his, so I thought, hey, I might as well step in there and tell him it's mine.
And then he got pissed that you claimed his dong and he blocked you?
And he blocked me. So then I said, you know what? Maybe Juju Smith-Schuster will be a little more thankful. And yesterday I tweeted, guys, that was my penis.
Not Juju
Smith. Not Juju Smith-Schuster. So I'm in there somewhere. That's my penis. I'm in the wheel well there. That was my penis you saw, not Juju Smith-Schuster's. And I tweeted it. And guess what?
He blocked you?
He blocked me.
No.
He did. I could not believe it.
No.
I'm getting blocked by wide receivers showing their penises all over this goddamn country.
Whoa, you're 2 for 2 on that?
2 for 2. I try to take the claim. It's obviously not my penis.
I
know that, but
so
I thought
funny.
That they should let me. They go, yep, that's Josh's. That's how they should reply. Not block me. They should go, yes, that's Josh's penis. Maybe this is actually a good tactic because maybe they block me because they think, yeah, that's I have to block the guy that
is claiming
my penis
dong.
Was mistaken for. Yeah, exactly.
What, his dick is just out? Is his girlfriend just in the car too? What's happening there?
It seems so. He does look at the camera as if he's taking a dick pic, like, look at my dick, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks like he's proud, right? Like, he's like, check out my rock hard erection, everyone.
What is he? Because he's holding a phone, but also taking a picture with a different phone. He's got two phones out?
I don't know. Maybe he grabbed her phone to be funny and was taking a dick pic. And then maybe he pissed her off.
Does it give any context to this penis being exposed in this thing that you have there? Or does it just say Juju Smith-Schuster's penis was exposed on Snapchat?
It's exactly what it says. This was Juju Schuster's penis, yeah.
Well, you know what? Someone out there is going to find my heroics to be that, and they're going to accept me and not block me someday. Someone out there, they get their dick pic leaked. You put the blame on me.
Yeah, if you're a wide receiver with a huge dong and you don't want, and your dick pic gets leaked, hit up Potter.
Yeah.
He will fall on the sword for
you. I'm like the guy who like gets sex tapes deleted from the internet. That's me, but with dick pics. I just take the blame. I go, that's my penis. That is my penis.
Yes, the color is a little different, but don't worry about that.
Hey, How do you know? Right?
You're right. You're not wrong.
Get in here and check it out. That's what I said. Someone will be thankful. Put it down on me. Put it down on me. That's the song I think in my head. Anyhow.
I love it for you.
Thank you.
I think you're doing them a great service. Juju Smith owes you an apology.
I think so.
Cough one up, Juju.
Well, we've got another football player in the news. This is former Seattle Seahawks wide receiver, another wide receiver, Ricardo Lockett. He was arrested in Atlanta on Wednesday. Originally reported by WSB in Atlanta, Lockett, 37, was booked into Fulton County Jail on charges of possession of a firearm while committing felonies including possession of a vehicle with an altered VIN number and theft of stolen property. WSB's Michael Seaton obtained court documents that stated Georgia State Patrol is conducting surveillance when troopers noticed Lockett drive off in a 2021 1500 TRX. That's a truck.
Okay.
And it has suspicious tag. Troopers and police followed Lockett as he drove across the street where he stopped the truck and determined it was stolen. Investigators ran the truck's VIN and discovered the truck had been reported stolen out of Atlanta last year. Lockett is also in possession of a Glock 43.9 millimeter pistol. Wait, 43 Glock 43.9. See, when I talk about guns, this exposes me. People are like, see, Josh is a bitch. He doesn't know what a fucking gun is. Glock 43.9 millimeter. I said 43.9 millimeter like it was a measurement. Anyhow.
Well, what the fuck, dude? Imagine faking a VIN number. How do you do that? You got out a Sharpie and
I couldn't tell you where the VIN number in a car is.
I think it's on the side.
It's like a plate screwed in, like under the hood. It's on the side.
It's when you open the door, there's a sticker on the inside of the door, and that's where the VIN number is.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if he just took a Sharpie and changed an 8 to a 9, and they were like, this is obvious.
Well, like on weapons, they scratch out the serial number.
Mm.
But I mean, like, who? I've never had a cop pull me over and go, let me see that VIN number. But I'm sure you can scan documents and it shows up or whatever. Like, if you scan a plate.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't fucking know, folks.
If you scan a license, I think the VIN number should show up.
I actually think if he deliberately did change the VIN number, he is a genius. This is like diabolical geniusness.
He put a counterfeit, he typed up a counterfeit VIN number, put the sticker on the inside of the car and just cruised around.
Yeah, that would be wild if it was just covering up the other one with like a label yeah. over it and be like, I got him.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know how they would like, because if they, you know, I figure they scan the goddamn plate, right? You know anything about this? You have a car.
There's the VIN is like 10 different places in your car. It's like at the bottom of your windshield. They also like scratch it into the side of your engine wall.
Right.
So even if you change it in one spot, like you can't like chop that car up and sell it.
Or but it's 2024. It's the harder. VIN number must be like when you scan a plate, like when a cop scan, they're scanning the plates to find out if you have any warrants 100%. Or whatever. They must have the VIN number in your registration.
100%.
So why even put it on the car in so many like.
I don't know. All I know is
that seems very like 1925 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems redundant that it's everywhere. But whatever. When I go to get my oil changed, they scan the inside of my car, and I feel very proud that I know where the VIN number is. So let me have this, please.
I'm so impressed that you knew where the VIN number was.
Thank you so much.
And the fact that they put it on the car still seems flawed, and I... Either Mr. Lockett, a diabolical genius for thinking I should change the VIN number, or like super retarded to think that he could just paste over the VIN number and it's not someplace else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with his little label maker in his kitchen.
It's one way or another, and I'm too far toward the latter end to even to figure it out. So we'll move on. This is fun. Play this Bob Costas video that we have here. Oh, yeah. So wait, before you play it, you notice... We got two Cubs fans here.
Mm-hmm.
You see them, right?
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, I do.
Scouts. Yeah. Cub fans? Maybe Suzuki fans.
Oh, why is that Bob Costas?
Not Bob Costas being a little racist, motherfucker, right?
Cub fans travel as well as any in the game.
I think there was anytime you hear silence like that after a statement where you go like that's someone laughing and off mic, like they've hit their cough button and they're like,
can you just,
or they don't know how to move on because the other guy's like,
yeah, what do you say to that?
Bob Costas is a guy who I'm not necessarily a fan of Bob Costas. He's like a nerd, and he, in terms of broadcasting, he's like a dork. I do like hearing his voice on baseball games. And it was just so wild to me that he's never really gotten that out of pocket over the years. Cause like I said, he seems like a nerd. He's like a dork.
He's a rule follower.
Yeah. And he's just kind of like the gold standard. He used to be like back in the day, he looked like that. You ever see Mighty Ducks 3?
I've seen Mighty Ducks 1, but I can't I can't pull out Mighty Ducks 3 right now. I got to be honest with you. I barely recall the first.
In Mighty Ducks 3, there's a play-by-play kid. You know, it's a kid's movie. So, like, right. There's a kid up there that's like, Charlie, coming down the aisle. You know what I mean? And he's supposed to be, like, like a kid version of Bob Costas, but really he like looks just like, because Bob Costas is like 5'2" and like he just looked just like this kid. See if you can pull up this kid. Mighty Ducks 3 play-by-play guy. I just watched this fucking movie the other day so randomly because Mighty Ducks 3 was always like, it seemed dark to me. It was like your shenanigans are done, Mighty Ducks. You don't get to have like your flying V anymore. You have to learn how to play actual hockey. And oh, by the way, Charlie, you're on like the third line center. You're not even starting anymore. There he is right there.
This kid?
Yeah. Doesn't that just look like they were like, we want a kid version of Bob Costas.
Yeah.
There he is talking to, who was that? Paul Kariya, who was on the quote unquote Mighty Ducks at the time.
That is literally Bob Costas, mini Bob Costas.
Do like Bob Costas young. So you can see like back in the day.
Yeah.
It's yeah, the there same he is. Child. Exactly. It's like, did they get Bob Costas to play that kid?
Bob Costas' son.
But yeah, Mighty Ducks 3 is dark. And so Bob Costas never really says anything out of pocket. And so when he does this, this is so funny and needless. Play it again, the video. Go back to that. Two, by the way, if you're just listening at home, I forgot that perhaps you're just listening to this like it's a radio program. What we are looking at, they're showing on the screen two Cubs fans cheering and smiling and having a great time who happen to be, I'm going to guess, Japanese. That's just a wild stab in the dark. That's me being Bob Costas and assuming something. They are of Asian descent.
Yes.
And so Bob Costas says, there we have two Cubs fans. Suzuki fans, perhaps. And Sion Suzuki is a center fielder or left fielder. I'm not sure what she plays. For the Chicago Cubs. Great player. He's on my fantasy team. He's killing it. But here we go. Play it again. Let's listen to him. And then see if you can catch the silence, and we'll see if you can figure out if it's a laugh or a what the fuck did he just say?
Scouts. Yeah. Cub fans? Maybe Suzuki fans.
If I was the other guy, dude, I'd throw him under the bus so hard there. I'd go... Why? Why do you say that? Could you imagine if that was the guy's response? Maybe it's, Suzuki fans. He goes, why do you say that, Bob?
It seems like it was a laugh.
Yeah, because they came back and he goes, Cub fans travel as well as anybody around the league.
You can also hear the guy kind of like try to stifle it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's like.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Bob Costas, what are you doing? Maybe because he's old, he's like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
He's loose.
I'll tell you what.
He's gotten real loose with his words. That happens with older people.
It sure does. It sure does.
They're like, oh, the rules of society no longer apply to me because I'm on my way out, bitch.
That's right, folks. Mind if I do an ad real quick?
No, go ahead.
Today's Josh Potter Show brought to us by Rocket Money. About 75% of people are paying monthly for subscriptions they've completely forgotten about. And if you're trying to save money, you should start checking out Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I can easily see all of my subscriptions in one place. They list it out for me. And if there's something I don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help me cancel it just by like tapping it. It's so easy. I'm just like, what the hell is that? Boom, boom, boom. I'm going through it. There were so many things in my phone that I was subscribing to that I was like, I could not believe it. It's like, did I do this while I was drunk? Did I do this in the middle of my sleep? Who subscribed to these things? Thank the Lord, Rocket Money found them, and I got rid of them. Rocket Money's dashboard shows you current months versus last month, and they'll even negotiate bills for you by up to 20%. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Potter. That's rocketmoney.com/Potter. rocketmoney.com/Potter. And today's Josh Potter Show is also brought to us by DraftKings. Oh, boy, baseball's just started. Hockey playoffs are coming up. DraftKings is going to come in useful for this guy right here. Trust me. And NBA fans, listen up. By the way, the NBA playoffs are on their way. NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA, by the way. Just select a player, if a player will have more or less than a certain stat. For instance, you can guess if they'll have more than one rebound, Or maybe you think they'll have less than three assists. Then you can watch the game and see what happens. I love this because it's like betting over-unders on stats, and that's so much fun. I love doing over-unders on scores. So now I can get even more intricate and have like, you know, six bets going on the same game. It's unbelievable. So you can pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Make game day even more exciting. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Josh Potter and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Josh Potter. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos for details. Oh, Miss Sarah, last week we talked about conjoined twins and their marriage. Did you ever hear about that story?
Yeah, I've seen them.
You've seen them?
I used to watch them as a kid when they were on Oprah.
Oh, you're one of those. I mean, back then it was like, who likes Jell-O and which one doesn't?
Yeah.
Or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was very benign. It was just like how they get around day to day.
Yeah. Now I want to know, based off this marriage, who's fucking who? What's going on? Where you got two heads in there? Are they both moaning? What the hell's happening with this thing? You know, I mean, I had questions. We spent the entire episode. I don't want to open that part of my brain again because we will spend the remainder of this episode pontificating on what happens. But there was a small update, and then I found out it was fake.
What was the small update?
Oh, I was so excited. There was a fake tweet here. Can you read it for us? I mean, I don't know. Is that it? Oh, right, there it is right there. It says, Brittany and Abby Hansel. I thought, oh, my Lord, they have a Twitter. And then it says, because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you. And I go, yes, everyone is asking.
Everyone is. Yeah.
Yes, I have sex with my husband, she says. Yes, I go down on him. Yes, my sister Brittany is there. Yes, my sister and I orgasm as one, but when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast, so she just puts the pleasure out of her mind. And I was like, well, these are great answers, and that seems kind of, like, logical.
Like, she's buried in a book while her sister's just coming?
Yeah, she's just over there like...
It's like... You can't.
You got to have a reading light, too. I mean.
Dude, there's no way that reading a book will stop you from feeling an orgasm, though. Like, I'm reading Grapes of Wrath.
It could.
No. When you come, you come.
Yeah, but I mean, you can stop yourself coming by reading, like, War and Peace, I'm sure.
But if your body's coming and the other appendage is also coming, it's kind of hard to be like, la, 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 Steinbeck's amazing. You know what I mean? Because you're too busy coming.
And like, it's a true crime podcast. So she's just in there like getting fucked and listening to like the savage raping. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. She's listening to the Natalie Holloway story while her sister's getting pounded. It just doesn't check out.
It would cross some wires to me, I think.
Yeah, and if one's listening to the true crime podcast, is the other one also hearing the true crime podcast?
Well, yeah, it's muffled. It's in the ears. No, because it's in their ears. They have two different heads.
So they have two different brains.
Yeah, they have two separate heads.
So actually, one could suck a dick while one...
Doesn't, but they have to sit
the balls.
There. They well, yeah.
Well, why you're down there, bitch?
That's what I said. I want to know what's happened. You could get both of them in there. You could go, you can ride
you
them
could
like...
You have your ass eight. Yeah. And you could really...
It sounds awesome.
Ride the shit out of Brittany and Abby.
But turns out this is fake, and that bums me out because we're no closer to truth than we were before. And I need to know what happens here. It sounds like poor Abby, because Brittany's the married one. It sounds like Abby doesn't get to do anything. It says Brittany's a teacher, or maybe I have it mixed up.
They're both a teacher.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, the one's the teacher.
No, I think they both teach.
Well, I would hope so, because what's the other one doing, just loafing around?
Well, they said, I watched an interview where they got paid one salary, even though they're two people.
Are they doing the work of two people, though?
I don't know. They said they were fine starting out with getting one salary, but now I hope they're getting two because...
Yeah, because they have one stomach. I mean, they don't need to eat double. It's not like they're paying two rents. It's not like when they it's not like when they go into a... If they buy a plane ticket, they're not buying two tickets. What do you mean, how do we know? They got one asshole and one stomach. They shit for one. They got to eat for one.
What's our shirt do they wear? Do we Google that? Do you think they're like a large or like a small?
Sarah, I told you the questions are abound and we'll never get to the bottom.
I'm sorry. They hold two passports but only buy one plane ticket. This is kind of like in some ways, you get to save a lot of money.
What in terms of what?
One plane ticket.
But do they both eat?
But they have their friend there.
Do they both eat? One plane ticket. Yeah, but like...
I think they share.
They're not saving anything. I only buy one plane ticket. You buy two plane tickets for yourself?
No, but I would like to have a friend.
A fat guy would be pissed about this. He's like, they get to buy one plane ticket. I'm buying two because I gotta...
They have two heads and basically that fat guy has two bodies.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, sorry. If you had two heads, it takes up less space than two bodies.
Oh my God. You've opened up my brain again because honestly, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, do they both eat?
I think they alternate bites.
Yes.
They what? Both eat?
Yeah, yeah, they both eat. They have two stomachs. Like they're both...
They have two stomachs, but yeah. One asshole.
One vagina?
Is that it, asshole's working overtime, you're telling me?
Is it one vagina?
Do they both have to shit at the same time, or do they have, like, separate shits? Because that would be awful. It's like, Abby's got diarrhea, but Brittany is solid. Like, that
two
asshole. Two stomachs, but one asshole.
One vagina.
One asshole, though.
One vag.
I don't care about the vag right now. I'm talking about her shitting systems. That is, like...
One
do
liver.
Do they have two intestines?
They have one large intestine.
One large intestine?
How does that thing not work overtime, then? If they have two stomachs.
It says one colon, one rectum, one anus, too.
That thing is getting double. The plumbing is not going to work.
They have two breasts, not four, in case you were curious.
I wasn't.
Oh. I think it would be crazy to have four titties.
They got two mouths. That's exciting.
Two mouths, better than one mouth.
Two mouths. You can always use more mouths. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's true.
We must move on. We must move on. Okay. You know Adam at the Comedy Store, yeah?
Yeah.
So he is like, you got to see this reel. And I was like, I was drunk. And I was
wait,
like,
which Adam
I put
at
it
the
right
comedy
in the prep.
Store?
He works at the bar.
Okay.
In the back. So pull this up. I want to see. I don't even remember what this was. It's like something that, it's called Hello Black Men, this
it's
woman.
It's from Booty Brie.
Yeah.
Okay. Go off, Brie.
Black men, I want you to take a little bit of time of your day today. Believe in yourself so much that other people's negative words, opinions, and energy won't discourage you or hinder you. Also, please remember to hold your head up high and never doubt who you are. I want you to make sure that you believe in black men.
It just cuts off. She's just like, I can't finish this.
She's thinking of the black men.
This is her entire account is to make sure black men know, hey, you know, have some pride. Raise your head.
Let me see. This is. She has found her thing. Thank you, black men,
good
chocolate men, and brown men.
Black men, chocolate men, brown men.
No.
I'm Booty Brie.
Yes, you are.
I've got a lot of you guys checking in, which is great. We really appreciate you. But we are now looking for all white women. I'm calling all white women to check in the comments. If you love you some black chocolate men, comment below.
Oh, man, so I'm about to DM Booty. Booty Brie.
Inner city black.
Dude, thank you, black men, chocolate men, and brown men.
Pull up another one. I love this lady.
Chocolate men. Isn't
she's the kind of girl that, like, when she has sex, she would be like, so I have a funny question to ask you. Can I call you?
The inner city blacks.
And then they'd be like, whoa, shit. And then they fucking ruin her. Okay, go ahead, play it.
New black men, check in. I'm Booty Brie.
No, I can't.
We got a lot of white girls looking for you.
Whoa, that
the
one
tongue,
was sexy.
The it's so cringe. I feel embarrassed that Booty Brie's out here talking to the chocolate men.
I thought they were all like inspirational, like black men, you are strong, you are powerful, and I'm here to tell you how powerful you are. Booty Brie, folks, go check it out, and especially if you are a black man and
you
this strikes
down.
Your fancy. I mean, goddamn. Thank you to Adam over at the old Comedy Store there for pointing her out, because I'm going to be following Booty Brie for ever.
Well, you just tell her that you show her Juju's dick and you let her know.
I wonder what Booty Bree has to say about Juju's dick. We got to get her on the program to find out. And DeAndre Hopkins' dick at that.
Yep.
I've been getting obsessed with training videos from back in the 90s. We watched the Old Country Buffet one. We watched one from, what was it, Waffle House or whatever, where there was talking about sexual harassment.
At Waffle House? I bet there's a ton.
This one is from Toys R Us, and it was a training video about using the register, the cash register.
Okay.
And so I found this one very interesting because it's very cinematic. Check it out.
Now that you've had your orientation, it's time for some hands-on training. This is Rhonda.
Hi.
The first thing she's going to show you is the keyboard.
There's a million keys.
I can't.
Kevin? Kevin?
Kevin?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you pause it?
You look worried.
Did Hitchcock direct this shit? I mean, that was elaborate. That was like, the man was about to learn the cash register and he looked at it and he goes, there's so many keys. And then all of a sudden his brain was spiraling. It was like he was in a horror film. That was beautiful.
That was cinematic 1-2. I mean, whoever directed this was on drugs. This is a lot. This is like a coked out like ad person in the 80s.
Being I feel like it was, yeah.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they put a lot of time and effort into what was probably seen by hundreds of people that went through the Toys R Us training rigmarole. Play it again. Now, by the way, there are no more Toys R Us's, right? I remember Toys R Us.
Wait, that makes me sad. Something just happened to me that I just had an overwhelming feeling of sadness. No Jeffrey the
Giraffe. I loved going into that huge ass... store. Airplane hangar of a store and seeing all the toys. I spent many a time at the video game consoles. That was the most fun thing about a toy store or like a Target. When my mom would want to go shopping, I would just post up at like whatever system was of the day, you know, Dreamcast or PlayStation or something. And they would have like, you know, those standing displays.
Yeah.
And I would just play whatever the hell game was in there. And it was the best. I would spend hours doing that. My mom would just leave me there. I could have been molested. I could have been kidnapped. She didn't care.
Luckily, you weren't.
No, that's what we did back then. I remember, too. Do you know this? Like, it's illegal to leave your kid in a car.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea? I had no idea. When I was a kid, I used to ask my mom if I could stay in the car.
My mom, I don't know if she would leave me in the car.
I would be like, Mom, can I just stay in the car? And she'd be like, whatever. And nowadays, I would send my mom to jail for that. If a cop came up there and CPS. Knocked on the window, I'd be like, yeah, she left me here. I mean, I could have like really fucked my mom over if I
wanted
to.
Your mom could have been in the slammer.
And I didn't have a phone or anything. What the hell was I doing in the car? I don't even know. I just didn't want to walk around the stupid store.
Well, do you remember, did your mom take you shopping and you would run between the hangers, like the clothes?
I remember my sister and I would always play like hide and seek or like tag or something. And we were menaces.
Yeah, we were awful.
I remember strangers being like I would hide, you know, the like circular racks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd hide like in those. And then I would be like, and like yeah. Random people's legs would be all around them and no. Everything. I can't believe that my parents ever took us out in public because there were some times where we were just like hellcats.
Yeah.
Crazy. But back then, I feel like every kid was, you know, nowadays you see a kid like that, or maybe just because I'm so far removed. If I saw a kid like that, I'd be like, get your fucking kid in, like get a leash for that fucking animal.
My parents put me on a leash at Disneyland.
You talk about this. There was some trauma with the leash.
Yeah, it comes up often.
Yeah.
Any chance I get, you just triggered a painful Disneyland memory for mommy. Over
yeah, but
there.
I feel like you've owned the leash since.
Maybe some might say I took back the leash.
You took back the leash. Now you're walking yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. It's funny to turn your childhood trauma into sexual proclivities. Is there more of this? Let's see if there's more.
This is Rhonda.
Hi.
The first thing she's going to show you is the keyboard.
There's a million keys.
Error.
And it's black and white suddenly.
Yeah, he's having flashbacks.
Kevin?
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 Oh, I'm sorry.
You look worried.
I don't know. I mean, it looks kind of complicated.
I know exactly how Kevin feels. It wasn't that long ago that it was my first day as a Toys R Us cashier.
All right, I'm nervous,
not sure what to expect.
I enjoy this MILFy lady, though. She's cute. She's fun.
She, this was really something. And you know what? I've worked retail, and I've felt like how Kevin's felt before.
What retail do you mind saying?
Abercrombie.
Oh, my God. You're hot enough to work at Abercrombie. That's like a star. Gold star.
Thank you so
career.
Much.
Career. They would never. They'd be like,
should I start leading with that?
I remember. Yes, you should put it
former
at the top
Abercrombie
of your resume.
Employee.
If I tried to apply at Abercrombie, they would have laughed me out of the store
you
back in the day.
You should go apply now and see if you can
nowadays.
Be
yeah, they'll be like, go ahead, work. We just need anybody, please, Lord, work here. My buddy worked at Hollister, and I remember being like, man, you really did it.
The scent of Hollister and Abercrombie overwhelming because they'll just pump it full of like the cologne.
Yeah, how do they do that?
They just pump it full of the cologne. It was like when you're on the clock, every once in a while, you just got to go a couple squirts.
Wait, you just spray it in the air?
You just spray it in the air.
That's all it takes? I thought they were pumping it out of the vents or something.
No, they go hard with it though. They're spraying it
No, it's true.
Constantly.
It's like you can smell it as you walk past the store. It was actually Abercrombie, I remember specifically being overbearing, like to the point where I felt like I was walking around the store, I get nauseous.
Yeah, you get nauseous, and then also it's dark. I remember my mom being like, I don't want to go to that dark smelly store so you can get polo shirts.
Yeah, polo shirts and khakis.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I wore a khaki.
It was very waspy for children.
It was like, but it was what we were doing.
Sweater.
I had frosted tips and I had fucking you know, khaki pants. I didn't know who the hell I was middle school. I'll tell you that.
I still don't know who the hell I am. Let's be honest.
I have some idea and I don't like them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this next story was huge. A million people sent it in over to joshpottershow@gmail.com. And it was the talk of the town. A Chipotle employee in Southfield, Michigan, shot in the leg by a customer Friday night. Police sources told Fox 2 the shooting stemmed from an argument over, can you guess? Well, you see it on the TV. Guacamole.
Fuck.
The Chipotle guac, we need to stop with this. I mean, how much more expensive could it be? People are just like, I can afford the guac.
It's like $1.50 more, and people are bragging about the fact that they can drop that extra $1.50 on the guac.
If you're bragging or complaining about the guac at Chipotle and it being extra, if you're even making that a part of your conversation, grow up. That's all I gotta say.
Grow up, overdraft, get the guac. Yeah. Life is short, bitch. Right?
Overdrafting for the guac.
Yeah.
I've probably done it. I've overdraft for worse things, I'll tell you that. Have you ever gotten in an overdraft like rabbit hole where you like look and it's just like overdrafty.
In college I did.
Oh my God. You haven't since? Well, you consider yourself lucky. In my 30s I have.
And then the fees, they add up. Yeah. 35. We're like, nah, I gotta make a call, sweetie. I'm not paying over $100 in overdraft fees.
I have strung a real web with these fucking customers. This is what's gonna happen when AI comes about and you can no longer talk to a customer service person. You can't tug at the heartstrings of a computer. That's the problem. You can't like
maybe
sweet talk a computer into giving you another overdraft
maybe
fee
you
off.
Can.
I know I just had two last month, but please, Lord, can I just have this one?
What if you do? What if you manage to sweet talk an AI into refunding your overdraft things, and then you guys fall in love because she is capable of feeling and she is a sentient being?
You know what? I actually wouldn't mind if it went so far to the point where like the computers feel emotion and I can then manipulate the computers the way I would a woman.
And be like, can you put more money into my account actually, sweetie?
Yeah, that's something we haven't even discussed when it comes to AI. Can I emotionally manipulate the AIs?
I think you could.
We have to make them, either we have to not do it at all and stick with humans, or we have to get so far advanced where I can emotionally manipulate the computers.
Yeah, I think you could. I think I'll be a computer. You try to emotionally manipulate me.
Well, I mean, you're just a woman. I could do that anyways. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like this
I guess
role play,
you're not wrong.
This role play
is a dead end.
Yeah, yeah, because you're not a computer.
So you will not yes and this role play. He absolutely does not want Shanky to pretend to be AI.
No, I'm saving my emotional manipulation for a time when it's desperately needed. Keep that in the lockbox.
Bank of America.
Yes, that's like, I need two men with two keys to come unlock that. So, you know, I can't just expose that. It's like, you know,
Okay.
The nuclear codes.
I understand.
We can't just bring that out willy-nilly.
Hold on to your emotional manipulation yeah. for a latter date.
That's when we only need to use that when we need to break the glass and bring it out. That's what
I get
very
it.
Important things.
If you want me to be your fake AI, DM me.
That's
so weird.
You're going to get a lot of DMs, I fear.
I know.
Well, anyway, the shooting took place at a Chipotle on Evergreen Road near Civic Center Drive around 6:50 p.m. It was loud, and then we all just ran out, says Michael Beals, a customer who captured the incident on video. We have this on video? Pleased to be finding that, Alex. I wasn't really thinking there was going to be a shot, but there was. Could you imagine you're just in line at fucking Chipotle listening to a podcast, waiting to get up there and be like, yes, white beans, brown rice, you know, whatever the case may be. And all of a sudden a guy shoots someone over the guacamole.
We have to find out how much the guac really is.
The price on the guac?
Yeah.
It's like, it might be. Now, what price causes you to shoot someone?
Five? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I just wouldn't get it before I'd shoot someone. I don't know that anything would make me shoot somebody.
Over guacamole?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you're on a real hair trigger if you go, that's it. This is this guy's falling down moment. He's like Michael Douglas and falling down. Like you just shoot someone over guacamole. We're all Michael Douglas and falling down. That's what I'm learning from this, actually.
Oh my God.
Play it if you can.
I'm scared.
I'm excited.
Oh!
This guy's just like, whoa, I'm eating my burrito bowl.
That is the craziest shit.
I don't understand what was happening, to be quite honest.
That looked more like there was more than just guacamole arrived.
Yeah, they were fighting until they went over into like the side and then the gunshot happened.
Things got heated from there.
Did you gather anything from watching it?
It looks like they were fighting, looking like at the register, and then they came around,
it spilled
like, the
out
front, and this guy like pulled a gun, but it looks like it like went off like at the ground,
right?
Like it looks like he might have like brought out to like brandish it, and then like,
let's see what some of the witnesses said here. I was just eating a bowl and I heard shouting, and then I looked over and they're arguing. One of the workers went to the back, I don't know why, and then when he was in the back, the customer walked around the counter, tried to grab his food and put it in a bag, says Thomas Huber, another witness. Then the employee came back and they started fighting, and then we heard a gunshot and just ran out as quick as we could.
I mean, no one's okay in the United States. This wouldn't happen in fucking Copenhagen. I don't think people are shooting each other over guacamole in Copenhagen or Denmark Switzerland, for fuck's sake.
Do they even have guacamole in Copenhagen? And maybe that's why.
Yeah.
If they had guacamole, maybe there would be more school shootings in Copenhagen.
There has to be a link between guacamole and school shootings.
The suspected shooter is a 31-year-old Detroit man. According to police, he was located and taken into custody shortly after fleeing the scene. He took his time getting out, probably 30 seconds after the shot was fired. I was in my car, and I saw him just walk out to his car, close the door, and just drive off. He didn't speed off or anything. It was weird to see. The Chipotle was closed once police arrived at the scene.
Wow.
Yeah, quite the scene. You can see it on the TV or with the security footage. It's all blurry. This is like useless, by the way. This is useless security footage to me because it's all blurred out and everything.
It is all blurred out. I have no clue what's happening.
Like, if I was working security and I had this on the TV and I'm just sitting there like eating a donut or something and something was popping off, I wouldn't even know it.
I would leave. I'd be like, I'm not paid enough to care about somebody shooting somebody over guacamole. Bye.
Oh my God! I wish we could just talk to this person and be like, "What's wrong? What's really wrong, man?"
The quesadilla really hits different when there's no guac.
I mean, I get it. I've been enraged when something goes wrong in terms of an order or something like that, but nowhere where I'm like, I'm gonna go shoot them, especially like in the moment where it's like, I noticed you. What if he just like didn't put the guacamole in, and he was like, instead of being like, "Hey, I didn't get my guacamole," because what if he was like, "Oh, I didn't get my guacamole," and the guy goes, "Oh, no problem. Here it is." But instead, he's like, I didn't get my fucking guacamole. He just pulls out a gun all of a sudden.
Well, I think it was more about the price of the guacamole, right?
I don't know.
How much is the guacamole at Chipotle?
Can we Google that?
We must know.
We must know.
Can't abide such idiocy any longer.
How much?
Does Chipotle... Yeah.
I mean, You're going to have to order a burrito to find out. I could do this on Uber Eats much easier.
All right.
Let's see. What do you want here? Chicken?
just anything. I just need to know how much the guac costs.
All right. I'm doing it right now. We're going to tally it up.
Let me tell you. It says that they start with 48 avocados.
Well, here it is. Okay,
that's already
good. I order a burrito, right? And I say I want to add guacamole to it. Yeah.
It's not cheap.
It says, you know, on Uber Eats, it says plus, where the fuck is it?
$4.90. Look, $4.90 for chips and guac.
Chips and guac.
I'm talking about adding it.
Guac is $2.90.
I'm talking about adding it to the guac burrito, though. Where the fuck is that option?
A side of guacamole, look. $2.90.
There, that's what I was going to suspect. $2.90.
$2.90. They say three, a little too high. Let's just push it up to $2.90.
Hey, it's a healthy portion, and it's fantastic. I say that's what it should cost.
This is just an ad for Chipotle now. I want to go there now. Like the guacamole's. Idiot man. Idiot woman.
You keep saying this, you idiot woman. Idiot woman. Idiot.
Want to hear about an idiot woman from Walter Brown? He sent this in joshpottershow@gmail.com.
Yes.
A woman, 23-year-old Florida woman, posed online as a 14-year-old girl to meet and molest teenage boys has been hit with additional charges. So that wasn't enough. Alyssa Ann Zinger, who, by the way, I mean, I know this is a sad trope that we don't want to perpetuate, but she is a smoke show. I'll tell you that. She was arrested for the second time. This hot pedophile was arrested for the second time on Thursday and charged with additional sex crimes with minors. After four more victims came forward, she was first arrested in November for allegedly engaging in at least 30 sexual acts with at least one middle school student between the ages of 12 and 15, sending explicit videos to several more. The accused predator allegedly created a fake person on social media as a homeschooled 14-year-old and communicated with minors who attended middle school in Tampa. Yes.
Someone who's homeschooled would be more likely to molest, I think. But
well, I don't think she was actually homeschooled.
No, I know. That's neither here nor there, but
yes.
I am saying I feel like more people molest that are schooled at home.
There's got to be a better picture of her than that. I swear I saw a better one.
Dude, she's been through a lot.
Well, that one's her. That's like her mug shower. She's crying or whatever. I mean, she was hot.
She looks like an aged 14-year-old, though.
You know what? I see in those things, though? The eyes. That's key. There's not a lot behind them.
No, look at them. Vacant.
Yes, the one in court. Go down. The one we showed there. That's one where you see her and you go, yeah, she's hot, but also something's missing. If I were to engage with this woman, there would be a disconnect.
You can tell.
I've dated them. I've gone, not like, you vacant know, long, eyes. I've gone on dates with them where you're just like, you're trying to get that. There's no connection in any capacity. It's just everything's falling, like, in both ways. I feel like we're speaking different languages. Yeah, she's very hot, but she is also just like, I go, that's a frightening, scary lady.
She's a scary, scary lady.
And I mean, I bet you to a 12-year-old, she's probably like, this lady, holy hell, what is this, a magazine? She's coming to life? I don't know why I said a magazine. No 12-year-old knows what a magazine is anymore. On Thursdays, authorities tacked on two counts of lewd and lavicious. Oh, boy. Lewd and lavicious. Is that the word? Yeah.
Lascivious.
Lascivious. I think I said lavicious another time.
I like lavicious.
It sounds a better word. Lascivious molestation, victims 12 to 15, two counts of lewd and lascivious battery, possession of child pornography because she was getting them to send dick pics, in-state transmission of child pornography by electronic device, and cyber sexual harassment. The first victim told police the pair had sex multiple times and that Zinger sent him explicit photos and videos, while another said she sent a video to several children through Snapchat depicting sexual intercourse. She also told one victim that she had sex with other teens. Oh, boy. You know, if you're going to have sex with teens out there, don't send them texts of your... I mean, that's just how you get caught. Like, what teen out there doesn't have their phone monitored?
Dude, Snapchat in general, bad app to have.
I
don't trust a man that has a Snapchat.
Well, here's the thing. I'll tell you, as a man who has Snapchat, I have it. And you know how I use it?
For your fantasy league.
Exclusively, not for fantasy, for video games. Me and the boys in our group video game NHL team, that's how we communicate about it.
But you know how many guys probably don't use it for video games?
Oh, no, I know.
You know how many predators out there hide behind video games?
Well, there have been.
They're getting pussy pics.
There have been exciting bonuses for having Snapchat.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
That come across. Obviously, everyone of age and all of that. But there are some girls who would prefer to do the sexting on there.
Because it disappears. Because they can be as slutty as they want.
Oh, yeah. And then they just feel better about it.
Like, it never happened because it disappeared.
Oh, my
Lord. Yeah, I showed him my clip, but it never happened. It disappeared.
Did I show him my clip? I don't know. It's what not in my clit? Camera roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everyone... What clit?
Yeah.
That's what he said. Anyhow, let's move on. What do you say? Luke Rutz sent in a story. This is just good old American fun. A Metropolitan Police Department has arrested 56-year-old man of Tokyo's Suganami Ward for allegedly rubbing his buttocks against a water tap.
That's weird.
The man has admitted to the charge, saying he did it to satisfy his sexual desires. Well, that's just, hey, listen to that guy admitting it. Usually it's just like, how did the water tap get in my ass? I don't have any idea. Japan is so clean, too, so this is just like probably like felonious.
Look,
there.
It's all like marked off. It says not in use, under repair. How yeah. do they repair it after it's been fucked?
If we had water taps, which we don't, because this would be happening, like there would be guys putting their penis, homeless men would be fucking
their clits.
It. I mean, yeah, homeless women would just be underneath it,
fucking it
basically, and then we would be expected to use it in the United States still. They'd be like, yeah, you know, we hose it down twice a month.
Yeah, no, they would not do shit about it.
No, there wouldn't be a sign like that up on it or whatever, that's for sure. I can't exactly, oh. But yeah, I know. I mean, it's just an odd. People love putting their ass on shit. And it's just like, if I was so inclined, this is just where my brain goes. If I saw that thing and I go, boy, oh boy, I'd like to put my ass on there. I would just try to simulate that with a different thing.
At home.
At home, in the privacy of my home.
I will fuck my fountain behind closed doors.
Yes.
Not in front of people.
Not other people's fountain. Not the public fountain.
No. And at least spray it down with Purell when you're done.
But it is funny that he got arrested for it and he was just like, yeah, I was trying to come.
I was a little horny in Tokyo Park that day.
The sources said he is suspected of rubbing his anus against a water tap at the park at 2:20 in the morning. At least he did it like in the middle of the night. The park halted the use of the water tap and plans to replace
it. How did they catch him at 2:20 a.m.?
Well, at around 3 a.m. on that day, police officers found the man riding a bicycle with his lower body exposed on a street. So he just didn't. He goes, boy, was that fun. And he didn't even put his pants back on. He just hopped on his bike and rolled right out of there.
Failed the wind on his asshole.
Yeah, he probably was all wet and everything. He wanted to air dry it out. The man was arrested on suspicion of public indecency after a picture of himself taken naked at a park was discovered on his phone. So he was like, oh, yeah. It is strange. Do police nowadays, I haven't been arrested in a minute. Do police nowadays check your phone when you get arrested? Knock on wood. I don't think I'm going to need to knock on the wood. I'm not going to do anything.
I don't know.
Unless it's a white collar crime.
White collar crime is still crime.
I know.
No. Am I scaring you?
Yeah.
Don't let me.
On tax day of all days, around 3 a.m. on that day, a police officer found the man right. Yes, we saw that. The man was arrested on suspicion of public indecency. The picture was found on his phone. The police later found a photograph of the man rubbing his anus against the water tap and rearrested him on Thursday on suspicion of property damage. So they let him go after all that. They go, oh, get out of here, you
property damage.
You weirdo with your dick hanging out on your bike. And then they were like, whoa, you fucked the water tap? How dare you?
That's property damage.
That's property damage, brother. You're going to jail.
Let me tell you, I'd like to make some money off someone fucking my water tap. If I could capitalize on that.
Yeah, make a real phallic water tap outside your house so you get some hobo to fuck it, and then you get to sue.
I'm suing a homeless person.
No, you sue the city or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. The man reportedly said he took the pictures after confirming with binoculars that no one was nearby. He was
no! Like, to confirm with binoculars is the most crazy part of the whole story. It's so funny. It makes it even funnier. Just like, I'm looking for a fountain to fuck. That also looks like a good one.
By definition, binoculars You don't need them to confirm anything nearby. That's things that are far away. You confirmed no one was far away from you is what you were confirming. There could have been someone right next to you over here. And you're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like
he missed the boat.
Yeah. That's just an odd thing to use to confirm no one nearby is something you used to see far away.
Birds.
Yeah. Like,
that's so funny.
Well, what do you say we look at one other one here?
Okay.
Oh, boy, do I have another one I would like to do. Ooh, I like this. Okay. This is a bit of some semen terrorism coming your way.
Semen terrorism. There you go. It's right there. New button.
Where?
Semen terrorism.
Oh, you're making the new button?
Yeah, I am.
No, we had a good one.
Semen terrorism.
The terror. I call upon all nations.
That is better.
Everything they can. To stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive. All right.
So a former police officer is in jail after hidden cameras were found in a teen girl's bedroom. Some of the details may be graphic. That's my favorite warning. Jonathan Deal is a former police officer who served with at least 3 Oklahoma departments. He worked with Amber Police over a decade ago. Now he's in Cleveland County Jail after a call to police revealed witnesses found Deal asleep in the garage with genitals exposed on March 26th.
Put your genitals away before you pass out, brother.
In the garage, the witness found a phone next to Deal with camera footage of the victim lying in bed, only wearing a shirt and underwear. This is sloppy detective work, I gotta say. This guy's just like, oh man, I'm gonna like jerk off to this victim or whatever. And then he's like, I can't even wait till I leave the house. I gotta go in the garage and I'm gonna jerk off so hard that I pass out. That's what I'm picturing.
It's embarrassing.
Take it home and jerk off at the very least. After talking with the victim, the witness was able to confirm the video on the phone was a live feed taken from the victim's room on a camera the witness didn't know existed. At around 2 a.m., the witness tried to confront Deal. Court documents show Deal pushed his body onto the witness and wouldn't let her leave the room. As the night went on, documents say the witness got away, but not before Deal laid on top of her to keep her from getting away. This is like bad detective shit. And by the way, it's double bad detective because bad lieutenant. Remember that movie where he like does bad things? He's like, I'm the bad lieutenant. It's with... the new one with Nick Cage, I think it was, because they had two. They had one with Gene Hackman, and then they had one with, I think, Nick Cage in like New Orleans.
It's Harvey Keitel.
Oh, Harvey Keitel. Yeah, not Gene Hackman. Harvey Keitel, my bad. Often get them confused. Near the end of the report, documents explain Deal has lived in the garage since 2021 and has access to the attic. So what the fuck? Why is he in the garage? Of the person who just lives there?
Ugh.
That's so weird. You don't know a guy's living in your fucking garage?
Yeah.
It's very confusing. Documents also say the witness found drill bit sized holes in the ceiling of one of the rooms in the house directly looking over the bed. Man, this guy's spending a lot of time. How does he have time to be a police officer when he's doing all of this detective work on the side? Deal has been booked at the Cleveland County Jail on charges of loot of blah, blah, blah. A lot of stuff. Drug paraphernalia he had too. Ooh.
What drugs?
Something to make him pass out, that's for damn sure.
A Xanax.
That's the end of it? Well, we can't just end on that terrible one. This one happens in Walmart.
Oh, shit.
Fucking ass. Fucking ass. There you go. Long time, first time, says this email. Hi, Papa Roach. Had to formally send in this article from Kirsten and I's great state of Iowa in Walmart. Enjoy. Sorry for all the fluff from my work email. It was the only way I had to make it easy. I don't know what that means, but thank you, Lish, for sending this in. A West Branch man is charged for allegedly exposing himself to an 11-year-old child in the toy section of Iowa City Walmart last December. 44-year-old Dustin Hills of the West Branch has charged with one count of indecent exposure. According to the criminal complaint, the child reported that the man was following her in the toy aisles. When she looked over, she said she saw the man stroking his genitals.
That is so scary.
You're just in the fucking Walmart. I mean, is that the guy right there?
He looks like a Walmart dick stroker for sure. He looks like the type.
I mean, golly, he's just like, oh,
that's so gross.
You don't. I mean, yeah. What's going through your head? It's 2024. There is cameras everywhere. You're like, not in this toy aisle. No one's gonna know I'm taking my dick out in front of an 11-year-old. It's fucking crazy.
Did this? That is so jarring. I mean, Walmart, that checks out. I don't think this kind of shit would happen in a Target. This is more Walmart than it is Target. I gotta say.
I mean,
it's
we
big
have
lots of energy too.
We've had quite a few stories of Walmart people taking their penis out, sometimes throwing their semen on people.
Oh.
I mean, it's happened quite a bit in Walmart.
Wow.
I remember when my sister, we were children or whatever. Do you ever get like, because you had a landline phone, right? Or
yeah.
What do they call it? A fucking.
A landline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like one that's like in your house on the wall.
Yeah.
The kids these days, they don't know anything about that, but we had one too, right? So like every now and then, you wouldn't know who was calling either, by the way. It would ring and you just go, hello, and you pick it up. You have no idea who the hell's on the other line of this thing. So I don't remember what age we were, but we were just like starting to answer the phone or whatever. And you go like, you know, Potter residence or whatever the hell.
Did they make you say that?
My mom tried to do that for like a second and we just were like, that's gay, mom.
My mom never made us do that. That's so funny.
Well, yeah, so we just started saying hello. But my sister answered the phone one time, and there was just a guy on the other line going like,
ew, no, no.
And he said to her, he goes, do you like hot dogs?
Ew.
And my sister goes, yeah, I like hot dogs fine.
No, no.
And my mom goes, who the hell are you talking to? No. And then my sister told her, and my mom was like, oh my God. But my sister had no idea like
yeah,
what the guy
like, hot dogs. That's like, so funny. My dad actually owns a hot dog restaurant.
Yeah, he did. Hot dog heaven. RIP, by the way. Just got sent that in the old text messages. Hot dog heaven shut down. My father's old diner that he used to own many, 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 many years ago.
Moment of silence for hot dog.
Moment of silence to round out the show for hot dog heaven. Sarah Weinchenk, thank you so much for coming. Make
Thanks
sure
for
everyone
having me.
Tomorrow you go check out This Bitch and Friends at the old Comedy Store.
Yes.
Many friends on this one. Tell them all about it.
You can find me at the Comedy Store 10:30 tomorrow at Princess Shank on Instagram. You can find me every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. Go check it out.
Yes, sir. And the Roach all over the damn road. Got to tell you again, Huntsville, Alabama, April 26th and 27th. May 3rd, Seattle, Washington. May 17th and 18th, Chicago, Illinois. May 30th, Washington, D.C. May 31st, Allentown, Pennsylvania, the Emmaus Theater with the great Tim Butterly. June 14th and 15th, Houston, Texas, down at the old Riot Comedy Club. June 27th, Baltimore. June 28th, Cleveland, Ohio. And then come August, we got Boston, Omaha, Des Moines. We're going to have Portland, Maine in September, Long Island. All these on sale.
Damn.
I don't know if all of them are on sale, but I think Portland's about to go on sale. Long Island's on sale. That's in friggin' September. Just go to thejoshpotter.com and check out all the dates and buy tickets to wherever it applies to you. Other than that, make sure you rate, review, share the show. Tell your friends about it. So many people
share
love the
show.
I love how much you love the show, but tell some other people about it. What do you say?
Hell yeah.
Let's get some new roaches in here. Not that I don't love the folk that are in here already. Of course, Behind the Jeans airs every Wednesday. Live for Your Mom's House YouTube members, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Your Mom's House YouTube channel. And again, I love you very much. Thank you for being here. JoshPotterShow@gmail.com if you want to communicate with the program, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you to Alex. Thank you to Bobby. Thank you to Kirsten. And thank you to Sarah Weinchenk here
Bye.
For another episode. We love you very much. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Coming to 11 direct with the Roach. We shotgun the beers. I got time for a toast. It's the only place I get my sports like for real, son. He taught us nobody's more sus than Russell Wilson.
Here's the deal, son. Won't find us in Walmart. Josh Potter, keep it frank, kind of like a ballpark. It wasn't nothing talking all that jism. Turns out there's a lot of semen terrorism.
Now it's time we hit him. Bringing Votto to the plate. Roachy, your words with Chase O'Donnell the Great. Let me stop for a second because it's Ask Marty time. Because it's idiocy. You know I can't abide.
Not a fan of these guys. Gonna damage the rise. Worse than the host known as the Roach. Leave an idiot woman standing on the side. Or looking like she just tripped into a moat.
I'ma kill this Henny beat like murder. Been in more studios than most have ever heard of. Pleased to be listening. listening, hit that like and subscribe. So many Bills hats got the mafia vibe. A lot to describe, like a Roach reporter, teacher on OF, don't report her. Trying to live life with my mannequin wife and my mannequin kids, if that's a mannequin right. Been a fan of this guy since the Roach Motel, couple hundred weeks in, still funny as hell. From the tip cup to back sis and blind eyes, Potter has one of the best shows of all time. Now watch this drive, pop a couple tall cans with the Roach King and caught the vibe. Ready to pour more, scurry out the floorboards, hit like, comment, and subscribe.